Again, I don't want to kind of presuppose what happens from here on forward. I understand the governor's concerns, which are very similar to the legislature's concerns. I want to just once again let everyone know that with a $1,500 threshold, over 70% of pensioners have no cut in their retirements. The remaining pensions are what most people here would call, not all, but most of the remaining pensions are what they call the Cadillac pensions. We believe that a reduction in pensions is important from the fair treatment arguments in the court, but we have made two points for the pensioners very clear. One is that by setting aside monies in the pension reserve trust, we are ensuring that they have a pension, even in the years where we're projecting deficits. If you look out in the fiscal plan to past year 2030, 2032, in the 2030s, we're running budget deficits again. That pension reserve trust ensures it's funded to be able to ensure that paygo in those years is fully paid, that no one ever comes back and says, you know what, we don't have enough to make ends meet. We're going to cut your pensions or we're going to change your benefits. That would never happen because that pension trust is established to pay paygo in the years where there's deficits. So they would not be the ones harmed. And so from our perspective, this is the best route, again, the fairest, most confirmable route to confirmation and exiting bankruptcy. And we believe we're taking care of the pensioners that move in the threshold from 1200 to 1500, put most teachers and most police under the threshold, having no cuts. And it reflects an even improved position to what we already agreed with the Committee of Retirees. So I'm hopeful that over time people understand that this is likely to be the most fair and kind of confirmable resolution to exit bankruptcy, which again, I know that the governor equally cares about exiting bankruptcy quickly. So hopefully we'll reach consensus.